All right, thanks for keeping it tuned here to KD&K on Express Yourself. We've got one more interview here with the stars of the Andy Zanga Youth Empowerment Program. How are you all today turning on your microphones? Hi there.
Hi.
Let's just go around real quick and just introduce each of you, starting with the executive director.
Yeah, I'm Brendan Gerardo. I am the executive director of the Andy Zanga Youth Empowerment Program, and happy to be here. Thanks for having us,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I am Parker Wilson. I am a former ASYIP DJ and a current broadcast instructor.
Awesome. Thank you, Parker.
I'm Megan Weber. I'm the news and education director, and I'm also Andy Zanga's niece.
Oh, yes. I did not know that.
Oh.
I'm learning things on the Express Yourself show. Well, we're having you all here because you're celebrating 25 years of ASYIP. Incredible feat. Congratulations. And there's a birthday bash coming up Saturday, June 7th, so next Saturday, which is here at KD&K, I think. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Congratulations. I wanted to start just with like a brief history. I don't know who's best to answer this question. Maybe Megan, yeah.
Yeah, so my mom, Anne Marie, founded ASYIP. It's actually kind of not totally a happy story, but my uncle Andy was 21 years old when he passed away. He passed away when I was 9 months old.
Wow.
So I never really knew him. I have like pictures of him holding me as a newborn, but I have no memory of him.
Yeah.
But he, ever since he was 8 or 9 years old, KD&K was his home, mm-hmm. like his happy place.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he was like the first youth DJ that KD&K ever had.
Wow.
So when he passed away, my mom decided that she really wanted to start a nonprofit in his honor at KD&K just to kind of to commemorate him, but also to give a home to kids who really need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think back then and even today, what we're seeing is that kids need a safe place to be, whether it's just to come and debrief after a hard day at school, or maybe they're not getting along with their friends, or they just need an outlet and they can come and play music and do whatever they want in here and not be judged for it. So
I feel like anybody who listens to KD&K knows ASYIP.
Sometimes
when I turn the radio on, I hear some music and it's just like the best jams, and it's these kids and they're picking out these songs that I've heard from growing up, but also new stuff to me. And it's just a blast every time.
It's really great to hear just how eclectic our DJs can be. You know, they're in that stage, or most of them, like varying stages of music discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may hear, you know, AC/DC alongside Taylor Swift, and there's like, they're not batting an eye, you know, that's what they want to hear. That's what they want to share. And it's really cool to see them have that opportunity, or to give them that opportunity.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Can you just give us, Brendan, just an overview of what you do with ASYIP and what the programs are like?
Yeah.
How do kids get involved?
So we essentially, this on-air studio is our classroom. Mm-hmm. So a majority of the work that we do is with kids who are producing their own radio programs here at KD&K.
Yeah.
So we have a total of 6 hours of airtime, and kids.
Is that a week?
Six hours of airtime a week.
Cool.
You can find us on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 4, Thursday evenings from 7 to 9, and Sunday from 2 to 4 as well.
Excellent.
So yeah, and we also produce public affairs programs, which Megan leads,
mm-hmm.
and those are, you know, youth focused and youth led conversations about relevant issues to the kids within our valley.
Mm-hmm.
So that combined with classroom outreach, where we actually bring radio to students from essentially Aspen to Parachute.
Wow.
And record kids reading poetry, delivering PSAs, things like that. And it all, essentially all of that supports our broadcast programs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving these students and young people an opportunity to share their opinion, share their voice, explore their creativity. And primarily when they're here, they're doing it through one-on-one mentorship with one of our lovely staff members or myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also providing a lot of, as Megan touched on, like a lot of social emotional support during that time as well. So, Yeah, that's really, you know, on a day-to-day basis, that's kind of what we're up to. We also host programs or workshops throughout the summer. So we've got three different summer camps aged at different grade levels.
Yeah.
You know,
are they still open for this summer, or is that filled up already?
Well, one of them has filled up. Our middle school camp, which is Barely Experts, has filled up, but there's still open spots for the Kids Corner Camp, which is for more elementary age students.
Okay.
And then for our high school aged camp, which will be happening in August. And that's a partnership with Sopra Sun, where the students will be learning about environmental podcasting and storytelling.
Wow.
So if anyone out there is listening and is interested in signing up for those camps, they can visit asyup.org, and there's an enrollment link right on the website. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah. There's so many amazing things that ASYUP is all about. Yeah. It's incredible.
I wanted to mention that Parker here is one of our public affairs hosts. She hosts Dimensions of Diversity. So.
Yep. I do.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about your experience just kind of being coming through ASYUP. How old were you when you started doing that? And what's it like now?
I started with ASYUP right after I turned 13.
Wow.
I'd gotten a record player for my birthday, and my dad's friend saw on Facebook Drea Marsh and reached out to him, who was one of our instructors way back when, and asked if I'd like to be part of the program. And I'd never done radio before, and it still made me really nervous, but I did it, and I just kept going, and I eventually graduated from being a youth DJ to joining the internship program.
Huh.
For our high school interns, I did that for 2 years, and now I get to be part of the staff. So I am really grateful to have been able to climb this little ladder through the program and get to watch the program grow.
I really get a lot out of every episode. Every time I tune into ASYUP, I learn something about music, but also like what you were saying, Brendan, about some like emotional support things. I learned how to, you know, breathe and imagine there's a bubble growing, and to kind of focus on your patience.
Yeah,
there.
We've partnered with Focused Kids for that particular segment, which is the Focused Kids Brain Tips. We'll
I love
premiering
that.
The summer edition of those here very shortly.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
How many youth do you think ASYUP has worked with over the past 25 years?
That's a big number. I don't
know,
Brendan. Do you know if there's a number anywhere?
So, I mean, data collection has been... We're much better about it now. And I have numbers for this particular school year, which total a little bit over 700.
700?
Because when we go and record these classroom projects, sometimes it'll be an entire grade.
Wow.
You know, like Megan, you recorded the entire...
I've done like just this month I did like five classroom projects. So I went into five different schools around the valley and recorded like Crystal River Elementary, for example, their entire fourth grade read water conservation PSAs.
Wow.
So, and there's like, I believe close to 60 kids total in that one grade. So
yeah. Oh my gosh.
That times five.
That's
incredible.
We've got right now of, about 70 regular DJs who rotate in for the music shows.
Wow.
And some of them do them solo, some of them do them in pairs. You know, we even have siblings who come in like 3 and 4 at a time and do shows together, you know, which is really great to see.
Yeah.
It's tough to say. I mean, I was really thinking about that when you sent the questions over, and I was like, man, is it far too lofty to say like 10,000? I mean,
going a million in my head when you say 700 in 1 year.
Right?
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, my mom would be a good person, like, to ask just how many kids she would have. Like, Brendan, when you were a youth DJ, do you remember how many kids were in the classroom with you?
Yeah. So at the very most, our program, I was a DJ like 2003 through 2005, 6-ish.
Okay. Yeah.
We had maybe 15 to 20 participants in the program total at that time.
Okay.
25 at the very most, you know? So
you
it started
really
very
grown
small.
It.
Yeah. So it would have started pretty small, but it's grown a lot. So hundreds and thousands of kids, probably. Yep. Yeah.
I know. We should really count that up and just
ask my
track.
Mom.
That's kind of interesting.
What she had. Yeah.
Yep.
Why do each of you think ASIAP is so important, especially today? And would you recommend other radio stations hosting similar programs? It seems like it's made an impact on this community. I'm just wondering your kind of perspective on that.
Well, I mean, I feel like I could talk about this for a long time, so I'll try not to. But no, it's been, honestly, for years, I've been having kind of like a vision or a hope that we could expand ASIAP and kind of take it more regional. It'd be cool to see other Colorado radio stations any radio station. We're doing a partnership this year with a station out of Indiana, right? WFHB.
Oh, interesting.
As they do have a youth radio program. There's a few others around the country. But, yeah, I totally think it should be more common for kids to be on the radio. And
like anywhere there's kids, there should be a kid radio.
There should be.
Youth radio program.
And, I heard my mom say something like this in an interview once, and I think it holds true. Just when you hear these kids talking on the radio, whether it's a music show or a project or a podcast, they're talking about what really matters to them in their classrooms and their families. Mm-hmm. And some of the things they say shock me. Because this is a scary time, and we at ASIAP and KDNK, and I think a lot of us in Carbondale, we support, we pride ourselves on being inclusive and uplifting. Mm-hmm. I mean, our name is the Youth Empowerment Program.
Exactly.
We can't not empower young people. So, I could go on and on, but I think it's incredibly important just that kids have a place to come and be themselves so that, we can, Andy didn't have a lot of friends and that's why his life was so short.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I want to create more places where kids have friends and have adults who support them and believe in them. So I think, that's my TED talk.
It's an amazing program. I know we have one more minute left before NPR is going to come on. So real quick, I do want to talk about the celebration, the birthday party.
Yeah, for sure.
Next Saturday, June 7th. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep. Next Saturday, June 7th, we'll be here in front of KDNK in the street. We will have youth performers, four different acts. A few of them are DJs from within the program that will be presenting DJ sets.
Oh, cool.
Some of them are performing live music.
Yeah.
We will have a kids activity area where you'll be able to purchase an ASIAP t-shirt and tie-dye it yourself.
Cool. That's fun.
We'll be doing rock painting. We'll have some yard games going. And, of course, food. We'll have pizza from Destino's Pizza Estrada and snow cones from Colorado Snow. They do these crazy souped-up snow cones.
What's the website real quick?
AZYEP.org is where you can find more information. So
thank you all so much, Megan, Parker, Brendan. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
We'll see you there on Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday.